And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. Mark Wish from Pacific Edge is here in the studio talking sea bass, talking halibut, talking yellows, bait tanks.
Marlin.
What? Marlin. It's March. Marlin Madden.
I know. Where's that Dave Hansen guy? I think that was his nephew or something.
Yeah,
I saw that. Is he coming up?
He's coming up here soon.
He'll have the Marlin up there for us.
And a lot going on here. Fred Hall, Del Mar Show. Last day of the show today, starting at 10 o'clock at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. We'll be there.
And it's been such a rad show, too. Just a lot of fun. We always say it. I know we keep saying the same story, but Del Mar is so cool in that you get a chance to talk to everybody. Yes, it's busy. Yes, there's a ton of people. And yes, there's a ton of great stuff going on. And you get busy with all the different seminars and shows and things. But getting a chance to really talk to everybody, talking to the Shimano guys, talking to the CalStar guys, talking to Mark Wish about a Mark Wish Pacific Edge bait tank.
Buying one of his books.
It's just a unique opportunity to get to do that. And it's a lot of fun. And I can't wait to see everybody up there today because I know it's going to be busy. And we can't wait to hear from you today because it's going to be a very busy morning on the show as it already has been. But a great opportunity to jump through on the phones. We do have an open phone line right now, and it's been a very busy morning. 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Again, 858-457-1090. Or you can reach us toll-free, and that toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only can we talk and fishing, Fred Hall, and those great bait tanks, we've also got a great prize, as we mentioned earlier in the show, for one lucky caller, a brand-new AFTCO Alejos fighting belt and a pair of those great AFTCO short pump fishing gloves. And that's, again, thanks to our good buddies up at AFTCO.
You bet. Captain Frank Lopresti, Royal Polaris Shogun. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Pete. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. We're looking forward to having you in the Mighty 1090 Studios next Saturday, right here, talking big fish fishing. But big day today for Friends of Rollo, right?
Right, and that's what I want to remind everybody of. Today is the last day you can purchase tickets. I will be there at 10 o'clock this morning, anxious to sell tickets to anybody that would like to purchase some to support the Friends of Rollo Kids Fishing Program. Want to remind people that we have long-range gift certificates. We have half-day passes, three-quarter-day passes, some charters available, a six-pack charter on the Alexis for a half-day that we sell at discounted rates, that people are welcome to come up and take a look at what we got and make us an offer. And
wow.
Anyhow, we've got a lot of good things there, Pete. So, the only other thing I wanted to mention to you, I think you're well aware of how well the fishing has been going for Jonathan on the Royal Polaris. And the fact that the people have told him they're all done fishing tuna. They don't want to catch another
one. Really?
That's so cool.
A few wahoo, so he's kind of piddling around right now. But we had a cancellation on next trip, which has always been full. It's the fly down, fly back, which leaves next Friday. So if there's somebody out there that feels they can get away for a fly-down, fly-back, we have one opening on that trip, Pete, okay?
How many day trip are you actually on the boat?
12 days if you
nice.
Fly down and
wow.
you fly back.
So that's equivalent of a 16- or 17-day trip or 18-day trip?
That's equivalent to an 18-day
18-day trip.
But, Pete, you are familiar with the story of this kid named Ali, right?
Go ahead.
Oh, it's an awesome story.
Well, Ali made his first trip on the Royal Polaris last September. It was a three-day trip, and on the way home, he's talking to Roy about catching bigger tuna, and Roy says, well, you got to go on a 15- or 18-day, because they caught limits of yellowtail and limits of yellowfin on that trip, but they were all that 15- to 25-pound thing. So he got on the 18-day, left March 15th, same deal was on a cancellation, because the trip was full when he went on the standby list. Anyhow, the second day of fishing, he caught one 160 pounds, his biggest tuna ever. before that was 20 pounds. And then the next morning, he got one 221.
Oh. How cool is that?
And then right after lunch, he got one 364.
Oh, come on! Hey!
And then the next morning, he gets one 219. Now, how's that?
That is awesome.
What a great story.
A 25-pounder was his biggest tuna before that trip.
And now he's hooked.
Had a 1, a 2, and a 3 all in the same trip. How cool is that?
Isn't that amazing?
Such a great story.
That reminds me, I don't know if I've ever told you that story about the guy that caught 3 over 300 with Steve Loomis the night he had 10 over 3. He caught 3 over 300. And when Steve paid him the jackpot money, he said, you know, this is my first trip, and it's my last trip, because I'll never do any better.
3 over 300. Did he ever come back?
No,
he didn't.
Yeah. You're kidding me.
Unbelievable.
Wow, that's crazy.
Well, those are great stories, and Frank will be at the Friends of Rollo booth all day today?
Yep. Kathy will be there, too, and we're anxious to sell some tickets and do everything we can to get more kids fishing.
Two ways you can do that at the show. One is spin the wheel,
right,
where you can also win tickets for the grand raffle tonight, and also buy tickets for $10 a piece at the Friends of Rolla booth. Trip them on the Maui Jim boat for four, the top prize. Cushman scooter, John Pettit jewelry, Royal Players 15-day trip, Maximus gift certificate, Ozaki line winder, Rancho Leonero trip, gun safe, pheasant hunt. I mean, list is literally two pages long of what you could win tonight for $10 ticket.
Cool.
And the best part of all that is you're taking kids fishing.
That's right, Pete.
All right.
All right, Pete.
Thanks, Frank. Good stories. We'll see you at the show, 10 o'clock this morning. Thanks very much.
All right, well, that's pretty darn cool. Well, with that, it's time to find out what's going on. Speaking of the man, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen's on the line. And today at Catchport, sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, get the finest fish processing while you wait from your local, your long range, or your private boat trip. They have taken the processing business in San Diego to new levels with their superior service, superior product, and innovations like pre-booking your orders and that all-new tuna burger. You can find them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing, or for more details, just go to Fisherman's Processing. And we got the man standing by, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. What's up, Dave?
Hey, good morning, Mark. Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Pete.
Morning, Captain Dave.
How are you guys today? I'll be down there at 2:45 speaking today for my last seminar of the Fred Hall series at about 2:45. So if you guys want to come down, I got a big giant bag of free stuff I'm giving away. So you guys should come to that seminar. It's going to be good.
Nice.
All right, so what's going on the water, guys? I don't know if you heard the news. My nephew, the day before yesterday, baited a striped marlin in 8.5 fathoms off of the Palisades at Catalina. The pictures are on Fish Dope. It was a real marlin.
So
8.5 fathoms at Catalina, Palisades.
That's just crazy.
Isn't that cool?
So cool.
It's happening. We've been talking about this for every time I've been on the radio this year. Guys, if you're not going fishing, I don't know what you're doing except coming to the show today to see me. But other than that, you guys want to go fishing. It doesn't matter. You just take a picture of a chart, take a dart, throw it. You can go anywhere and catch anything right now. There's yellowtail biting everywhere. There's marlin at Catalina. There's rockfish biting on every landing up and down the coast. The weather is spectacular. There's no reason not to go fishing. Absolutely no reason. Even on the piers and the beach, it's biting. So you got to go catch. That's all I can say.
And go see today the humble, most humble, 2:30 today at the Fred Hall Del Mar Show. Great seminar. I mean, not that he needs it, but I had several guys come up to the booth saying, man, that was a really good seminar that Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, put on. I was like, yeah, he's good, man. He knows his stuff. And if you want to keep track of all the stuff that's going on, fishdope.com is place. Sign up at the show, get a special deal, $20 off, or use the code online, hookup1090, and get $20 off an annual membership to fishdope.com. And Mark Wish reports, Dave Hansen reports, and a number of other top guys. And you wouldn't know anything about marlin if you didn't subscribe to Fish Dope. Because it's right there on the front, right?
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. You wouldn't even know they were there.
Yeah.
And guys that are coming to the show today, today's the day that Kelly gives out all the prizes. So that's what most of you have been waiting for, is the day Kelly comes to the show. Today's the day Kelly will be there handing out the prizes.
2:30 today on the, is it on the cousin stage?
Yeah, on the main stage there.
Yeah, the main stage, which is in the Ford, I call it the Ford tent, where you see all those brand new F-150 Southern California, San Diego County Ford dealer display right in that tent. The Friends of Rollo, when you first walk in, the Friends of Rollo wheel is right there. You'll see the Fords right there, and right there, the cousin stage. Dave, your saltwater guide. We'll see you at the show.
All right, I'll see you guys today. Thanks.
See you, Dave.
Thanks, Dave. All right, that's going to wrap up our catch report. Like you say, very humble Dave.
Very humble Dave.
Very much so.
I'm
going
to change his name to Killer. I don't know. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
You got it, man. Well, they're packed up, and everybody wants to talk to Mark. How about we talk to Jerry, calling us from San Juan Capistrano. What's up, Jerry?
Good morning,
Jerry.
Everybody.
Hi, Jerry.
I do have a question on bait tanks and all that. I have a very, very small aluminum boat. It's 15 feet long. And how big of a tank can I put on there and safely get it around?
Most of those 14, 15-foot skiffs, we've got a little 12-gallon polyethylene tank that works, a little round one. And then our other polyethylene tank that's very popular for that size of boat is about 20 gallons. And that really, size-wise, would be about it. In fact, we've got a customer having a brand-new skiff built right now, and he left a space in the one seat that he can fit one of those 20-gallon tanks in. They're going to leave him a gap for it. So that would be about the most that would go, or like I said, that little round 12-gallon one that we have. Either one of those will get you enough bait to get you out and about.
To fishing in? Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Dave, okay, that help you out?
What would you suggest so far as bait pump size?
Mostly what we do with those skiffs, we use these little blue brackets with the bilge pump mounted in it, and we mount those right on the transom. So for the 12-gallon size, we'd use a 360, and for that 20-gallon, we'd probably use a 500. Either one of those in those blue brackets that you mount on the transom. The bilge area and the way those boats sit in the water, it doesn't work to put a through hole in them all that well. So, but those little blue brackets work perfectly.
There you go. And you'll, if they can't make the show today to see you in your booth, right down the main aisle there. If you see Rancho Leonero, you see C4 Sport Fishing right across. That's the aisle you're on,
yep,
right?
Just keep going.
Straight down.
A little bit more. Yeah.
Right down the middle. So go see him, and if not, call him up in the shop.
Yeah, just call us at the shop or go to our website, Pacific Edge Tackle. You can order all that stuff from our website.
Online?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Or just stop in if you're anywhere near the Orange County area or shops in Huntington Beach. Just stop in. We'll fix you up.
All right. Very good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
I know this isn't a question that has a black and white answer because every boat is different, but what would you say you do, the guy that's my guy that fishes in a skiff and it's a 21-foot center console, but it's a factory boat and it's got the seat molded in or it's got the tank molded in or it's just got the factory bait tank that never seems to work as good. What seems to be the replacement lean post thing? Do you build a tank that's got seating on it? You know, I just know there's so many people that have a boat like mine where the piece is molded in and it just doesn't work as good as it could. How do you combat something like that?
Well, there's two ways. On those molded in things, I get to use my favorite tool, which is a Sawzall. And we get on our whack them out sometime, what we did on Ryan's boat. We cut part of it out and put a new tank in there. And then on some of them, you just can completely unscrew or unbolt that setup that's in there. And a lot of times you can sell those on Craigslist or on Bloody Decks. That stuff sells really well, easily, so you get some of your money back that way. And then just
give that problem to somebody else?
Yeah, exactly. it's crazy. I mean, I take some of this stuff off of boats, and it's just, it's like, oh, my God, this thing's such a piece of junk. And the next guy that walks in a store, oh, my God, I've been looking for one of those.
I got the best deal ever. You can't believe it.
There's something for everyone. But but we found a production aluminum leaning post that works really nice on boats up to like about that size, 21, 22 feet. And we can cut down one of our stock tanks. The model number is a 43S. We cut it down 2 inches, and it fits right underneath that leaning post. And that leaning post it's not custom. It's not real fancy, but it's about $900. But it's easy to get,
right,
which custom made ones usually aren't. They're more expensive for one, and timeline, sometimes you got some issues there.
With a fabricator.
Yeah, you do. So that you know, that setup with that 43S cut down a little bit, you got about 38-gallon tank, which is up to maybe two scoops if you got good quality bait. And with that leaning post, it's, you know, two guys that like one another, you get two butts on it. It's not super wide. It's like 3 feet wide. But for most skiffs, that kind of a setup works out good. And, you know, I see not so much the stuff that's, you know, being built now, but some of those older East Coast skiffs, man, they got some weird bait tanks.
And, you know, it's funny, and it's a good point. When you are buying a boat, because there's a lot of boats being sold at Fred Hall today and over the weekend, think about what you're going to do with it. And if you're going to use bait, which a lot of us here in Southern California do, take a look at the system on the boat. Most likely, it's not going to work. Am I correct on that?
It just, it's 50-50.
Yeah.
You know, but with very few exceptions, and this is sad to say but true, with very few exceptions, factory bait systems are not state-of-the-art.
Yeah.
Most of them are marginal at best, and you know, which is good for
me.
So
that in mind,
obviously,
that in mind, buy a boat that has the ability to have the proper bait system installed,
right?
The room to have it.
I agree.
A Parker, like a Sea Swirl 23 walk around, you know, like that. Those types of boats, some of them may have bait systems installed that aren't going to work, but if they have the room to put the right bait tank in the middle of the walk around, right? Then that's okay.
Yeah, it's just, you know, you get the bait, and then the other issue we deal with nonstop is, you know, usually the guy wants a bait tank, the wife does not, but we make full size little tables that you both clean fish on, and it makes a real nice cocktail serving tray for sitting around after hours.
We use it all the time. Yeah. The bait tank when we're going, doing, you know, the anchor over in Gloria Bay and do some supping and stuff
there
like
you
that.
Go.
Put the table on top, man. Yeah. It's like, makes the perfect picnic
table.
That's
it.
Yeah.
I like the way you think, man.
Yeah. Bart Hall, something going on at the Del Mar Fairgrounds today?
Is there?
I think so. We've been talking about it.
Well, how are you guys today?
Doing great. Oh,
we're doing good, Bart.
I'm dragging a little bit, but I'm going to be there today.
Me too, man. I got hit with the flu Friday night.
So oh, no.
Rough couple days for me.
Ooh, wow. That's bad.
But the show yesterday was unbelievably good. I don't ever remember a Saturday like that, and the numbers kind of say it's true, so... We're really pleased. I think everybody's having a good time. I think the people are doing business. I think people are enjoying themselves. Attendees are using every inch of space there. The boat room is full. The Hobie kayak room is full. The Ford room is full. The exhibit hall with all of the stuff is full. And everything outside, every time a show goes on, the stands fill up. The ducks are full, and the log rollers are full, and the Ultimate Air Dogs are full. And everything is just going kind of perfect.
You know, Bart, speaking of the Hobie kayak seminar room and the Fastlane kayak display with all the Hobie kayaks there, the Instagram photo, if you look at our Facebook page, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show, our Facebook page, we have a picture of your partner, Duncan McIntosh, sitting in a Hobie kayak with a big yellowtail at Sagos Island.
Nice.
Wonderful yellowtail he caught right there at the show.
Yeah, and they have a really cool deal. You go up, you sit in the kayak, and you hold the yellowtail, and it looks like you're going fishing right
wow.
there,
so cool.
and it's free, and you can post it on Instagram or wherever you want on your Facebook page, and you can win prizes, right?
Yes, and even that, I think that showed up on CBS. The morning person on CBS was in that kayak with a picture, and I think that was all over the internet. And
that's cool, Bart.
Cool. That's neat. A lot of good stuff. So we already heard from Dave Hansen that his not-to-miss 2:30 seminar today on the Cousins stage. What else are we looking at today?
Well, this is the last day of that wonderful Hobie kayak lineup. I'm every hour on the half hour, starting when we open from 10:30 on, there is going to be one fabulous kayak speaker after another. The list is long. Pick up your program, Western Outdoor News, in the door. Look it up at fredhall.com under our San Diego seminars. It'll tell you who's on at what time. Or just go by their booth. There's a poster that Jenny made, and there's a poster that Kevin Nakata made. And it's absolutely fantastic. Of course, just down the row there is the Mammoth Lake Seminar Room. And there's a lot general fishing as well as talking about the Eastern Sierras there all day long. The Cousins stage is going to be packed, and, of course, the Friends of Rollo later this afternoon. This is a fun day to come to the show because you kind of top it all off with the Friends of Rollo drawing at the end. So make sure you get your tickets when you get in there. Join the CCA out front. This is the last day to do it. We're going to go out today, and Jenny and I and Duncan and Mike are going to become life members. And so we're all very excited about that, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Indeed. Awesome. And what time's it open?
We open today at 10 o'clock, but we close a little earlier. We close at 6. So get there early because it takes a full day to really have see this now. This is no longer an in-and-out one-hour deal. You know, there's a lot going on at the Brett Hall San Diego show, and we're really proud of this show. It's really great. The Fisherman's Landing booth is fantastic, especially their new mascot, Chick Kern.
I saw that. Chick Kern. Yeah, can you get an autograph from Chick Kern, Rick?
Sure, why not? Yeah. You know, I mean, he's a little snooty at times, but I'm sure he'd sign something.
I can't wait till next year to see what happens in the Daiwa booth.
Yeah, me neither.
All right, Bart. Well, we're looking for. I am really looking forward because I missed the last 2 days, and I always love this show so much. And being able to be a part of it is such an honor and a privilege to be able to see people and talk to our friends and see everybody out there. So I'm really looking forward to being there today.
Me too. And don't forget to stop over at Joe's place there and talk about the formulated scopace. You know, that's a great thing, and I think he's a little nervous about what happened to the last guy might happen to him, but boy, he wants to help us, and he's there to do it.
So indeed, he's been a popular guy, I'm guessing there.
Yeah, I think so, yep.
All right, very good. Bart, Fred Hall, Del Mar, last day of the season today.
Okay, guys, we'll see you there.
Can't wait, Bart.
Thanks, Bart.
All right, hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls. We're going to check in with our buddy Jeff from Cedro's Tackle. Lots of great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Call the office.
Tell them what a great concept. Manage your financial matters and take you fishing. That's exactly what the Sport Fishing Financial Group is ready to do. Managing Director Richard Jensen has been working in the financial industry for over 25 years and his family fishing our local waters for four generations. At this year's Fred Hall Del Mar Show, you can meet the founder of the Sport Fishing Financial Group and talk to him about the all-expenses-paid fishing trips through this program. So stop by the booth at Fred Hall Del Mar and see how you can improve the service of your personal or business finances and go fishing for free with the Sport Fishing Financial Group. Check sportfishingfinancialgroup.com and sign up today.
Hey, you know what I think I'm going to do after the show tonight?
I know
go to
I
Point
to
Loma Seafoods, right?
No doubt.
Because I am so jonesing to have some fresh fish. And the freshest thing in town is Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. You've been gone for a few days, man. Are you... Tomorrow for lunch?
We always joke the very first thing we get back from the Fred Hall show is everybody makes the Point Loma Seafoods run because we're like a 1 or 2 day a week group down there. So when we're gone, that's always the first stop, and you just can't beat Point Loma Seafoods.
No.
Fresh fish tacos, the squid sandwich. I know that's Ryan's game. Ryan's always on the squid sandwich, and I'm a squid plate guy. That's the old standby traditional. When we've been gone, that's the first thing we get.
Fresh Dungeness crab, fresh white sea bass. Fresh black sea bass
they had
sometimes.
Opa tacos the other
Opa
day.
Opa tacos. Are you kidding me? And then sushi. The greatest sushi, man. Love their sushi.
No doubt.
Their caterpillar roll is the best caliper roll in the world. Anyway, Point Loma Seafoods. Make you hungry yet? Right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
This is Greg Stotespray from AFCO. For over 20 years, AFCO has been known for its traditional fishing shorts. We now will also be known for our new line of next-generation fishing and board shorts. Our new M82 tactical fishing shorts feature quick-dry, high-tech, two-way stretch fabric, zipper fly, six functional pockets plus pliers pocket, sublimated camo print, and our DWR finish so your shorts don't get stained. Also new to the AFCO line are the M25 Stingray board shorts. The Stingray board shorts feature new, quick-dry, four-way mind stretch fabric, modern zipper fly, two technical high cargo pockets with inverted zippers, silicone printed draw cords, along with our DWR finish to repel stains. Both shorts are new to the AFCO line and come in a variety of colors and sizes. These technically advanced fishing and board shorts continue AFCO's long tradition of providing the world's finest fishing and board shorts. Check them out today at better shops everywhere.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top of the resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, we're getting pumped up about
I'm ready,
Fred Hall today, opening at 10 o'clock today. But let's get pumped up on the phones here.
You got it. How about next up, we talk to Sam, who's calling us from Newport this morning. Sam, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. Great fishing out there. I went and got five yellowtail off of the Coronados. It's unbelievable.
Sweet.
Nice. They were awesome. But anyway, the my question for Mark is, a lot of my friends that don't have fishing tanks wanted me to go out on their boat and go fishing with them because I always take them fishing things. But I was curious, do you have a portable tank that you make or
well,
anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, we make polyethylene tanks, so they're a little lighter and a lot less money than the fiberglass stuff.
Several sizes, too.
Yeah, we do, yeah. 20, 26, and 32. And the issue for you taking a tank onto a guy's boat is how you're going to get some water into it and then how you're going to get the water back out of it. So, you know, as a short-term solution, if they have a saltwater washdown pump, you can use that. And then if you can put them on a swim step, tie them down, you know, they just drain right over the side. That, you know, solves the drainage problem. But otherwise, it, you know, sometimes gets a little complicated as to, you know, how you're going to get the water in and how you're going to get the water out, depending on what kind of boat you're fishing on.
I got you. So, but you do have some. I drive by your shop every once in a while, stop in there. I'll check on that. But, you know, I've been hearing that from a lot of friends lately, and I'm like, do you have a tank? And they're like, no.
Yeah. I'm not going fishing with you.
Yeah, that'd be the easiest way to do it. You know, you can put one of those polyethylene tanks on a rubber mat and throw a little strap or a bungee cord around it, and you can get by. You know, I mean, that urge to improvise gets pretty strong when you want to go catch something, you know.
Yeah, when the yellows are biting.
No doubt about it. Hey, that brings up a question. Okay, let's say you're out, you're fishing, your bait pump goes out. You don't have a backup with you, which normally you should carry a backup with, right?
Absolutely.
I do on my boat, for sure. Same pump, basically, if it goes out, put the washdown hose in there for a little while.
Yep.
And then switch out the pump.
Yep.
So, washdown hose, how long will it last? Is it really effective? I mean, are you going to burn out your washdown pump?
Well, washdown pumps are typically rated for intermittent duty, not continuous duty, so it's not the kind of thing you want to throw in there and let it run for 3 days. You know, your pump might do fine, but, you know, they're not designed for that. So in a pinch, it'll get you by, but, you know, certainly the best way to do it is to have two pumps and a little manifold so that you can control which pump is pumping into your tank, and if you have a problem with one, you just turn one off, open a valve, turn the other one on, and keep right on rolling. You know, and it's a little more plumbing, it's a little more, you know, everything, but that's the best way to do it. But for a lot of guys, and I've had many people that have lost tanks of bait when they didn't need to, forgetting that they have a saltwater washdown pump right there, or in a pinch, even a bucket. You know, you can bucket in some bait and keep some of your bait alive. I mean, if you've got three scoops or more in there, you know, it's tougher, but...
But it is an solution.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's not the greatest thing for your pump, but it works.
Yeah, and the other thing about your washdown pump, when you're first loading your bait, a lot of times that's when the most amount of slime and scales and the fish are excited, so they're using more oxygen, and that's when a lot of the problems with bait occurs, is when you're first loading your tank. So just throw your washdown pump in there in conjunction with your bait pump while it's running when you're loading bumps, so you turn that water over faster. Or sometimes we even take a 5-gallon bucket and put a couple buckets in slowly. Don't, you know, pour them in there rapidly, but pour it to help that water change really quickly when you first load your bait, if you're looking to, you know, get your best life out of that bait.
One caveat on the washdown pump, make sure you run it off board first. Because what's left inside there is a bunch of dead stuff in your hose, and that's why it stinks all.
Yeah.
When you first run your washdown hose, that's why when you turn your washdown hose, it stinks, because there's all the creatures that were in there from the last time you use it are now dead. You don't want to put that in your bait tank.
No, that's a good point.
Yeah,
good
there
point.
You go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Jeff from Cedros Tackles on the line. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, you guys. How's it going?
What's up, Jeff?
Hey, rude to my call today basically is just to say thank you very much to Mark and all the beautiful bait tanks. I've been an owner of his tanks for 15 years now. I have four already, and I'm about to buy my fifth one for the Ponga down there on the island.
Nice.
It's just, you know, every year we hear all these people always saying, oh, bait problems. I've never really had bait problems, so... I don't know. Try
true.
To do it again. You guys,
thanks, Jeff.
Great bait tanks. Go on their website, too, Mark. I put all mine in myself and basically followed right along with all the great info that you have on your website right there. And it's, man, I've never had bait problems, you know, so just that's why I'm calling today, just to say thanks, let everyone know.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, we appreciate that.
Absolutely great product.
I agree, and, Jeff.
So let me ask you this.
Looking forward to having one on my Ponga down there.
Oh, there you go. And so let me ask you this, Jeff. Did you cut your deal with Fastlane Kayaks on those Hobie Kayaks for the new Cedros Tackle Adventures down there?
You know, Ron and I did talk on Friday, and absolutely we were going to have a great relationship there, and definitely be getting my kayaks from him, and he's had just so many great ideas for trips, and Kayak Fishing Magazine wants to come down now and do stuff, and he wants to get with Inside Sport Fishing and do a show. Like, it just, it's it's kind of growing pretty, like, faster than I've even thought it could. So I'm just really excited.
It's going to be so cool.
Such a great guy. You know, what a just...
Yeah, Ron's
his
awesome.
His booth is amazing, and I was walking around with my daughter on Friday, and they were so nice to her, treated her so good, and were they, you know, invited me and my whole family down to go down to Fastlane and sample the boats right there in front of his shop. So just great people, and you know, everyone you've hooked me up with so far, Pete, has been wonderful. So this fishing industry is just marvelous, and really looking forward to getting going down there and really helping people see what that island's about down there.
Yeah. So when are we going to have the kayaks down there? When are you going to get your operation in full swing? Not only the tackle store, but also, of course, the kayak adventures.
Well, the tackle shop, as you know, has been going real strong. We've had great local support down there, and Omar's doing a really great job down there. The house and our accommodations are looking really good. I would say we're going to start running trips probably in July, doing our tours. I'm going to, you know, we're getting the boats down there next month, and Ron's going to probably come down in May. I know I invited you down in the May time frame as well. Once the house is done, and we'll get it all broken in and make sure everything's up and running, and then we'll start bringing people down there and show them what a great little island we got down there. Not little.
not little, but a really great place
great
to go
spots,
fishing.
So,
yeah. CedrosTackle.com for more information on those kayak adventures, right?
Absolutely. We're working on our website right now. We have a lot of great information up on our Facebook page. So everyone can check us out on Facebook. You can see all about the tours and what we're planning down there, and we're posting photos all the time of the construction going on the house and new things at the tackle shop and stuff like that. So the weather is great. I just got back last week and it was phenomenal every single day. We're working on our Ponga right now too, doing some upgrades, and so we were just fishing from shore, and the bass fishing from shore was pretty funny for March. Yeah. I don't know. So I would imagine this whole year for everyone, even up here, it's just going to be great.
It's going to be a great one. Jeff, Cedros Tackle, thanks a lot. We'll look forward to continued progress.
Absolutely. Mark, talk to you real soon about my I'm going to get a gray one this time.
Okay, not a problem.
Back for the Ponga.
Yeah.
So looking forward to talking to you after the show.
Perfect. We'll fix you up, buddy. Thanks,
Jeff.
Thanks a lot
for the call this morning. You know, another guy you should see at the show today is our good buddy Bob Aronson. Just look in the line of fire of the rubber band fight between between Angler Management and Fisherman's Landing Tackle. But he's right across from Fisherman's Landing Tackle in the main hall there. And Bob is there doing his charters.
Yeah.
And he's got the 35-foot Cabo and the 26-foot Scout. And we have some charters with him, some Let's Talk Hookup open party charters. The first one... How about this? April 11th, coming up just a couple of weeks away.
And that's on the Scout, right?
On the Scout.
With such good yellowtail fishing going on right now. That is perfect.
It's a Coronado Island yellowtail trip.
Yeah.
All-inclusive. It's a phenomenal trip. There's two spots left on that trip. Maximum of four people on it. And May 6th, there's another one. And there's a couple spots left on that one, too, on May 6th. All those trips are listed on our website, hookup1090.com. Go to the trips page and look for the angler management trips. There's three-quarter day trips on the Scout. There's day trips on the 35-foot Cabo this summer, day-and-a-half trip on the 35-foot Cabo. Or if you just want your own, just go see Bob at the show today or give him a call and book your own trip there. But
that's a good call.
Those trips are filling fast, and with the yellowtail fishing the way it is this spring, jump on that.
It's been a very popular, you know, both he and Tony are there. All the captains that run the boats for them are all in the booth, and they're just, you know, talking about the trips and time and booking spots for the upcoming summer. It's a really cool booth, and it's good to see those guys.
You bet. Also, in addition to that, our Shimano Let's Talk Hookup on the Water seminars are all posted. They're selling very, very rapidly. There's 10 different trips this year listed on our website, hookup1090.com, on the trips page. So if you want to go on one of those trips, Angler Management or Shimano Let's Talk Hookup on the Water seminars, things are not going to be available.
You better get on it everywhere. It's just going to be crazy busy.
Marlin in March.
Marlin.
Marlin Madness in March. There you go. Watch out.
They're coming.
Those phones,
you got it, man. Well, how about this time we talk to Tom, who's called us from Temecula this morning. Hi, Tom. Welcome to the show.
Morning, guys.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Mark, I got a question for you. I know in my arsenal of reels, I have, I'm paying attention a little bit to gear ratios. And is there really a place for lower gear ratios in our local waters here, like 4-to-1 or 3-to-1? Or, you know, most everything is now 6-to-1 out there. I was just curious what your take is on that. Short of the two-speed reels that, you know, are becoming more and more popular.
Well, you know, you mentioned 4-to-1. Well, that's the ratio on the old Penn 500. And, you know, I'm dating myself, of course, but I remember the 500s being like the absolute latest and greatest and super exciting stuff, because the Penn Squidders and Surfmasters we fished with had 3 1/3-to-1 with a small spool. So, you know, you really couldn't get a fast wind on a jig, no matter how fast you were turning the handle. So with today's stuff, where we're 6-to-1 or 6.2 and in that range with a little bit bigger spools, you know, in a sense, you can almost wind too fast on some of these jigs, I personally think. So that 4-to-1 out of the old Penn Jigmasters, I mean, that's not a bad deal. The reels still fish well. In fact, I took the one off the wall that was on my dad's favorite rod, an old Harnell rod. I put a little bit of new line on it. He had never caught a tuna on his outfit for all the years that we fished together. And I took it out last year, and on the first fish I caught was the skipjack. The rod butt broke, so I had to tape the thing and tie wrap the thing back together, and threw another bait and caught a nice yellowfin tuna on, you know, a Jigmaster's got to be 40 years old. I didn't do anything to drag. All I did was put a little bit of new line on the thing. And, you know, so those older reels with those lower ratios, I mean, they're great. But I got to tell you, today's stuff is absolutely fantastic. It's just such a pleasure to work with, and, you know, light years ahead technology-wise of that old stuff. But, you know, fishing with that old stuff, it's kind of fun, too.
Back in the day, you needed that lower gear ratio to get the torque, to be able to turn the handle.
Exactly.
You know, when it was multi-piece frames and graphite frames, there was so much flex in the multiple piece frames and graphite frames, and when those things flex under torque, you lose all your power. You lose the ability to straight wind, and you know, you had smaller handles and smaller spools, so you needed a lower gear ratio to be able to turn the spool. Now with forged aluminum frames and big handles and big main gears and big pinion gears, you now have the power while still getting higher speed ratio, so you get more line recovered per turn of the handle, but still maintain the torque that you didn't have in the smaller multi-piece frames back in the day.
Yeah, it's technology.
Yeah.
Computers, cell phones.
Everything.
Whatever. Yeah. I mean, if you're using old technology, you're kind of shortchanging yourself. A Ford F-150. I mean, look at the new Fords. I mean, my gosh, aluminum frames. I mean, they're... You need to go down and drive one of those.
I want to try the new.
They're pretty amazing, and they have them on display over there. Anyway, that's it. Technology, man. Get up to date. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, I mean, I'm sorry, you know. It's like if you're going to be serious about your fishing, it's not a cheap sport when you're going offshore, right?
Well, you know, like
and you buy a good rod and reel.
The
setup.
Thing is, a Pen 4.0 with 3.25-to-1 gear still absolutely will catch a tuna. There's
absolutely
no question about it, but your experience is so much better. And you can just do a better job. Fly lining a bait is better. Once you hook the fish, there's more power and torque, and you're able to do it better. So does the old one work? Of course it does.
Of course.
But your
does.
Experience is so much better with the new gear.
Yeah. And the point is, again, this is like a bait tank and stuff. If you're going to spend, make the
right.
investment to
make
go fishing.
The investment.
If you can't afford it, I understand. But, you know, a good reel is going to last you. Like
forever. Yeah.
You take care of it. How long ago did you buy that Pen 4.0? 20
right.
years ago?
Forever, yeah.
Right?
At least.
20 years?
Yeah. You know, I'm doing another PowerPoint presentation today, and I talk a little bit about tackle in there. And I make the point is, like, guys, do not go down to Cheap Mart and buy stuff because our fish today, first of all, the fishing is good. And with the gill nets gone, our inshore fishing, we have so much big fish that, you know, you hook some of these big tanker sea bass, these big yellows, these big halibut on, you know, on the cheap crap, and it just falls apart.
Yeah.
So, you know, just save a little bit.
Yeah,
you know,
there's some
be
good.
Be cautious.
Go to Del Mar
show.
Yeah,
I mean, I saw
just
some of those
deals.
Are they giving you a rod?
Yeah,
totally. You guys have that, right?
We have
guys?
Several reels.
Yeah.
Like we said, if you're a guy that's just getting into it and wanting to step your tackle up, there are multiple very good reels, and I would call them the middle to entry level price that come with free rods. We have line machine at the shop. You could walk in and have a killer 2-speed, good free spooling reel. And a rod and line and be out the door for, you know, $250. I mean, for a rod, reel, line, the whole nine.
Yeah, and there's several
really
dealers there that are offering very similar
Absolutely
deals.
Absolutely there are, yeah.
So check it out at the show. I want to point you to our Instagram. Ricky, thank you for doing a great job with the Van Warmers yesterday.
Oh, we had a lot of fun.
Palmas de Cortez show. Sorry to miss that. Talking about our big Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular in October with the $1,000 cash prize. Courtesy of George Weir Asphalt and Escondido. You took an Instagram photo with the guys in the Mighty 1090 studio. So if you haven't, what do you do on Instagram? Do you like it or do you?
You like it.
You like it on Instagram. Like our Instagram page. I'm sorry.
No, you're doing great.
You know, I can do it. I just don't know how you get there.
Yeah,
right?
You got
you know?
It.
Yeah.
You like it. You like our Facebook page. We have a great shot on our Facebook page. Like I talked about, a Duncan McIntosh, Bart's partner, and then Instagram, that great Instagram.
Yeah.
So
cool photo.
Like us. And you can do all that on our website. Hook up 1090.com on the links on the very top right top page, you'll see all the icons that'll to take you right to our particular page, including our YouTube channel, which our Mighty Adam in here at the Mighty 1090 Studios has done a great job getting our new system up with our archives, so you can actually access all of our archives not only on our YouTube channel but also on our show archives page on the website hookup1090.com.
That's it. Hey, we're going to jump right back into the phones here. Talk to Bob, caught us from Santee. What's up, Bob? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Bob.
What's up, Bob?
I don't have a boat anymore. I wish I still did, but, you know, circumstances, you know, happen. But so I have a question regarding fishing Spectra on surface iron. I know you'd fish your tranks on that. My question is, do you fish the Spectra straight to the jig, or do you use a little, like a fluorocarbon leader? And do you think that the color of the the color of the Spectra makes a difference? I mean, lures have like a white belly so that a fish is looking from below up. And if you could fish white specter, you would think it would be harder to see that than, say, a darker color or the phantom red. So what are your thoughts on those?
Well, at least for me, I fish, if I'm going to fish straight Spectra, straight Power Pro on my service iron outfit, you're right, I do like that Tranx for that for sure. And here's, this is going to sound dumb, I am very confident that it makes no difference, and you could tie your Power Pro right to the lure. That being said, I still put a piece of fluorocarbon on it every time.
Yeah, it just
feels
better,
it
doesn't
does.
It?
Does. Yeah. I'm certain that it doesn't make a bit of difference. It's a reaction thing. I'm fishing in a skiff, and most of the yellowtail that I catch on a surface iron is associated with a spot of fish that's up and splashing around, and they're on bait. It's not the same as being at the anchored up on a three-quarter-day boat when you're catching a fish that just happens to be swimming by. So presentation is more it than anything else, but I like a piece of 50-pound Seaguar Premier. I think it's a little bit softer, and the jig moves good with it, and I use only like a 3-foot piece, and I don't think the color makes a lot of difference, but I have just a original red 65 Power Pro on my reel.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call. This week's edition of Western After News is really something. That big halibut in San Diego Bay, are you
what
kidding me?
Beast,
what a beast. And perfect title. What? It was a crazy winter. Does that describe it or what?
Yeah.
So
unbelievable.
It's going to be a crazy spring, too. Now we have marlin already. So
the only thing that doesn't do that justice is it's not fair to call what we just went through winter.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. Yeah. So anyway, check it out. Lots of great stuff, including show stuff and a lot of things on the $50,000 one Yamaha Catalina White Sea Bass Championship coming up in May. Check that out, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself that AFTCO belt and AFTCO gloves. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090. When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6133. Or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hey, this is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Piffa. My brother Bruce and I make a living catching giant bluefin tuna. In fact, I wouldn't even go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. Put a pair of Maui Jims on and instantly the glare is gone, the UV that can damage your eyes is gone, the ocean's true colors come shining through like never before. And with more contrast and clarity, you can see the bluefin at that critical time. Take it from me. Try a pair at your local tackle shop or check out MauiJim.com. You won't believe your eyes.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
XSPRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Padres are playing some kind of baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Oh,
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. You're the big winner of the AFCO package, including that Alejos belt and those short pump gloves, is going to Dan in San Diego. Dan, congratulations. You're going to love that stuff from AFCO.
Yeah, indeed. And Captain Mark Wish, Pacific Edge, where do we see it?
Never
where do we find
time,
it?
Man.
Well, there's going to be two ways. I mean, we're at the show today, and come by my PowerPoint presentation, extended time, 11:30 to 1 at the Mammoth Lakes thing. And then our booth is number 412 right there, main hall, main aisle, front and center. Come by and say
hello. So 11:30 today?
11:30 today.
At the Mammoth Lake stage?
Yep.
Okay.
Got a really nice PowerPoint presentation about local and offshore fishing.
Nice.
Yeah. I like.
All right.
Including how to hook mackerel based on your suggestion the other day.
All right. Very good. And that's going to be just a terrific time at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, 10 a.m. today to 6 p.m. Come on by. Ricky will be in the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth. I'll
Can't
be
wait.
In the Let's Talk Hookup booth. And we'll be back here on the Mighty 1090 tomorrow.
No.
Next Saturday. Next Saturday. I kind of lost a couple days there. Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris is going to be right here in the Mighty 1090 studios with us. And then next Sunday, Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribute
will
be here.
Great.
Easter Sunday.
That'll be
fun. Next weekend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the Del Mar Fairgrounds today. And we'll see you next week right here back on the Mighty 1090s. Bike Week Radio is next on the Mighty 1090.